Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990. Now, my name's Jake Smith, see, and I'm a little tiny boy, and I'm in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house, and I'm joined by my mate from a few grades below. It's little Peter James. How are you, buddy?
Oh, a little like aversion there at the
start. Yeah, I went acoustic.
Yeah. No, it's great. I'm feeling good, man.
Some people prefer the acoustic version of Layla. I always think that's better than the original.
Oh, I absolutely think the acoustic version of Layla's better.
So maybe, you know, I was going off the books. Go on, sorry. I interrupted you.
I'm very well, Jacob.
That's good.
Excited to be back here with you. For another week of horn diggery.
Oh, I'm not the only one going acoustic today.
But yeah, no, feeling good.
Great.
Feeling excited. Tried to get hard before we started, but I'm kind of feeling today just a feeling it's going to be hard to get me stiff.
Okay.
Usually, obviously, this is an audio medium.
Yes.
So the listeners don't see, but you would know I have an erection the whole time when we record.
Absolutely.
Usually, and I get it hard before you even turn up.
Poking out of your fly.
And it just pokes out of my fly.
Yep.
And yeah.
Or actually, you're in the school, you're in your PE shorts, so you don't have a fly, yeah. But you've pulled it down, you've undone the drawstring, it's kind of just sitting under your bollocks.
Yeah, I hold my pants down.
Shit.
And I have my legs out straight. And my stiffy and my balls hang out, right?
Oh, fuck.
But
me.
Today, I just can't, because I got here about 5 minutes before you did, and yeah. I did that. No, I did it. I always try to get here early so that I have start. I can make a start off on jacking off my cock. But I just couldn't get it to happen today. So I'm really hoping that something very exciting and horny comes out of this magazine to help give me a erection.
Okay.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. So
I was good.
I was having an okay time. Now, I've got two articles I've just spied here that I think we're going to do. We're going to do a double header.
Oh, two heads.
We say two heads are better than one, picture's worth 1,000 words, and twice if you put it in the bush. So, anyways. Now, I've got two here, right? Now, the first one, I can already see a donger. And that's made me pretty excited.
A donga.
A big doodle. Toodly, tockly.
Nice.
And it's not full mongrel.
Yep.
But it's on its way to being a mongrel.
Can I just say, I was going to say this up top, but I got distracted. So I've left my girlfriend to come here today to do this. She's at home.
You broke up with her.
Yeah, I dumped her.
She said, no, don't do that stupid fucking podcast where you pretend to be a kid talking about your sniffing.
She said right before I left.
She hasn't left you.
I said, oh, time to go and do the podcast. I'll see you later. And she goes, oh, have fun talking about dicks and stiffies and pussies. And I went, whoa, what? She goes, yes, and the boobies. You love talking about boobies and bums.
Does she listen?
No. No.
Well, she's absolutely picked up the gist.
Yeah.
I think some of those are verbatim.
She said, what do you call them? I said, oh, you got chuzzies, smooths, and tocklies. And she goes, oh, I'm just going to call them dicks and pussies, if that's all right.
I now know so many words for anatomy and genitalia and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's great.
Just spadger, moot, clean, smooth. What?
So this one's got a tockley in it. This
I can always see. And yep. I can see. So I'm just going to describe what there is. It's called Brits Go Bjork.
Okay.
You know who Bjork is?
The artist?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then it's subtitled Crazy, Crazy, Crazy. And it looks pretty crazy.
Please talk me through what could possibly be crazy about it.
Now, we've got here, there's a man and he's dressed...
Oh, that's crazy!
It is crazy. Now, there's a man here and he's dressed up in kind of like, what's the Day of the Dead, Dia de la Muerte or whatever it is? Yep. Kind of is a skeleton. Mm-hmm. So he's got white paint on. It looks half kind of tribal. He's got what seems to be like a little tribal headdress or a wig or something's going on there. He's a gentleman of colour that may be noted as well. And not just the colour that he's painted on himself as well. He seems to be of a Caribbean descent, I would say. And now he's got his arm around, lovingly, a woman. I can tell that because of the Mummy Milkers and Buscarelli.
The bush, yes.
It's quite a significant bush.
Big bush.
Good honour.
Yeah.
Good honour.
No, good. I think it's cool.
Absolutely. And she's dressed up in as a skeleton, and she's got black on her and then added the white, obviously, to emphasise the white.
Yeah.
The bones, if you
the
will.
Yes, the bones. Yes, right. The skeleton. Yep.
Now, any guesses about what this is about? Brits go Bjork.
I really don't have any idea. No. To be honest.
Okay.
Do you have any theory?
I reckon this is a British people are going to a weird Icelandic festival where Bjork's from, I believe.
Yeah, sure.
Gosh, that aircon's very cold, isn't it? Would you like me to turn that down?
No, it's good. It's good.
It's fine?
Me.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I don't have I don't have aircon at home, so I come here and just freeze and then imagine it for the rest of the day when I have to return home. It's like I get my fill.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I sit and I freeze, cunt, and then the, you know.
A couple of big breaths in and leave it in your mouth and you'll drive home. So when you get
blown on my housemate, he goes, did you bring it home? And go, and I blow cold air in his face. Brits go Bjork. I reckon they're going to an Icelandic festival, which is like what they're getting up to, I reckon. So they make a pilgrimage. That's my
seems reasonable.
I'll start, then you take over.
Yep. And so this is the first of two.
The first of two. I reckon we can get through two.
Fantastic. So. Beautiful.
Now, who said Poms don't know how to have a good time?
I'd say most people.
Me on occasion as well. Yep. we can wait all day. Come on. Own up. Who was it? .. Okay, it was us.
Oh, yeah. Funny.
If we've said it once, we've said it a million times. Poms. Poms are joyless, repressed, sniffling wine and carping, mealy-mouthed, tea-drinking, vicar-bonking bastards who wouldn't know fun if it bent over. If it bent him over... Sorry. I was really on a run there. All right. Let me read it. Poms are joyless, repressed, snivelling, whining, carping, mealy-mouthed, tea-drinking, vicar-bonking bastards who wouldn't know fun if it bent them over a grease goat and buck-fucked them with a long neck of Coopers.
Yeah!
Now that is
That's a
good.
Sentence, mate. Boxy, take the day off.
Oh, my wordy pants.
Really good.
That is buck-fucked with a long neck of Coopers.
Nice.
I have a feeling there's also a Coopers ad later on in this, like right there. So I reckon... They've included going, hey, just drop us in there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Coopers is a brand of beer for our overseas listener. we were pretty sure of our facts too until word filtered through of this terrific Beano in London. Don't know what a Beano is.
Beano.
Maybe it's a do. In London, during which several people were seen to get pissed, number one, get nude.
Oh, yeah.
And root.
Rude or rude?
Root.
Root.
It says, naturally, this kind of relaxed carrying on puts the mockers on our Poms are permanently miserable theory, so we made a few inquiries.
Yeah, okay.
Now, it says here, turns out the Beano was in Chelsea.
Beano.
Where this Beano. What does
I'm
it
looking
mean?
It
Do
up.
You want to look it up? Because I think I want to know. I reckon it must be a shindig or like a bush doof or something like that.
Beano spelled B-double-E.
B-E-A-N-O.
B-E-A-N-O.
What do you reckon?
The Beano.
Beano UK slang.
Well, if Beano I look... The Beano is a comic book series, a British anthology comic magazine.
See, I remember that. I remember reading that as a kid. It had Dennis the Menace in it, from memory. He was the main character.
Beano slang.
It was Beano, Mad Magazine, Cracked. I've got a huge collection.
British
Mad
slang,
magazines.
A celebration party or other enjoyable time.
There you go. So it says here.
That shows how unfun the Poms are.
Beano.
We're having a celebration, a party, or another sort of enjoyable time.
Call it something fun, Beano. turns out the Beano was in Chelsea, where this sort of behaviour is par for the course. Peter?
I love golf.
Now, I'll hand over after this one. It says, it's a suburb full of off-duty rock stars, overpaid movie actors, and radical artists who make free-form installations out of dead chickens. People with lots of dosh and plenty of time on their hands. So, same, probably quite a bohemian part of the UK. So, maybe they're breaking the mold. So, if you want to take that from time on hands, a bunch of these.
Okay. A bunch of these free thinkers, including spunky Icelandic crooner...
Bjork!
Good job. Got together in a Chelsea art gallery to celebrate Halloween. Oh, it's just passed here in our timeline as well.
I'm my age now.
Yes.
And you're your age now.
I'm my age now. Yeah.
Yes.
During which ghouls, ghosts and goblins are supposed to prowl the earth and generally fuck with mankind.
Great.
A little summary of Halloween there.
Nothing to do with the trick-or-treating or anything. Yeah. No, that's right. Remember, what goblin did you fuck? 4 days ago for Halloween. How'd you celebrate that?
I fucked the Green Goblin.
Oh, okay.
From Spider-Man, the Willem Dafoe one.
Yeah. Was it Willem Dafoe?
Willem Dafoe.
You had sex with Willem Dafoe?
Yeah. He was real short.
Mm. I like Willem Dafoe. More like Willem DeFriend. All right, here we go.
Jerry Fonda. Down in Chelsea, though, it was more of a case of ghoulies, growlers and gazonkers prowling around fucking each other.
Ghoulies.
Oh, so I see. They've done a little. Yep. Ghoulies, so fuck with mankind, fucking each other.
Yeah.
That's more how it should be said. Instead, it was ghoulies, growlers, and gazongas prowling around fucking each other. There are a lot of willies and boobs flying about, I can tell you.
Oh, fucking hell. Have you ever been, you know, I assume you haven't been to like a sex party or anything like that? Or been?
Oh, several.
Okay, right. Well like even in Amsterdam, we do live sex shows. I've never been to one, right?
Well, why'd you do a big wink?
Oh, no, I actually did a wink. I know you're doing the why'd you do a wink joke. Getting a lot of mileage out of that in this podcast, I tell you what, but I actually winked. I would never go, oh, Jesus, Christmas Day, there's a lot of bloody willies and boobs getting around here.
Mm. That's implied by the, yeah, you would think. But, yeah, I like how it says this next bit. There are a lot of willies and boobs flying about, I tell you. Wheezed one shagged out eyewitness.
I came here to write a story for the picture mail. Oh, no, I'm getting sucked off.
Oh, no. Wheezed one shagged out eyewitness, still dripping unidentified bodily fluids from every orifice.
Oh, my wordy pegs.
Hey, I'm no scientist, but I would like to take it upon myself to identify them. Come.
I reckon it mainly come, yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's white, it's in my mouth, ass, and vagina.
And it came,
it came out of a tochlea.
The flow chart? Is it white? Yes. Is it no? Piss. Like the blood.
Yes. Is it coming out of a pimple? Is it coming out of a cock?
Is there a pimple on said cock and then it just goes all the way down? Emergency room. Go on.
Some of the 200 guests wore just body paint and many ended up on the floor having sex. Whoever the eyewitness is really fucking has been shocked by the whole ordeal.
I reckon the eyewitness might be on the spectrum.
Yeah.
There's willies and boobs everywhere. Look at those people dressed as skeleton. They're having sex on the floor. Oh, wow.
He's in like a paper mache Dr. Octopus costume.
He's the one dude. Like everyone's wearing these sexual, like tribal outfits and blah blah blah. Like, and he just rocks up as Heath Ledger's the Joker. he's going, hey, sexy, like fondling him. He goes, "You want to know how I got these scars?" Oh fuck. Man, I get so much joy out of every Halloween seeing whatever, like, I reckon 364 days of the year for those nerdlingers. Mm. They sit there and, like, just looking at that fucking purple suit.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I'm fucking dressing up as the Joker again.
There's something about that Joker Yeah. That there's a specific type of person that is in love with. Obviously, it's a fantastic character, did a great job. But everyone that's ever dressed up as Joker thinks they've got the character down. Like, they can do it. Heath Ledger, I know you put a lot of time and effort into it, but I think my version of it is just as good.
I wonder how I got...
Oh, just licking
the lips. The fucking... The weird paper mache scars from the Glasgow Kiss. Just the fucking... Oh, my God. Not Glasgow Kiss, was it? Glasgow Smile. Something.
Whatever. Oh, very funny. So some of the
200 guests were just body painting on the floor having sex. I saw one really pretty blonde bending over while...
Where is she? Oh, we have fun here in Smut Club. Okay, go on, sorry.
I saw one really pretty blonde bending over while a man kissed her naked bum.
All right, this dude's definitely spanked up.
Oh, my God, he's kissing her naked bum. But Bjork, wearing a cat mask, kept her clobber on. Good. Bjork seemed completely oblivious to what was going on. Gasped our soggy correspondent.
Soggy? What is he, a fucking dick?
we've got a sail biscuit down at the scene of the crime. she was having too much fun with her bloke. Then she went home to have sex on the floor and kiss her fella's naked bum.
Okay. This has been written. Remember our old theory of it's been what written by this? A child? This has been written by a child. It started off really well. Boxy did a bit of punching up with the first few bits about the poms and blah, blah, blah. Then he's gone, Tim, if you could just take over. It's definitely.
Yeah, we've got a 5 o'clock at the pub. We've got a table reserved.
No worries, Dad. Yeah. And they were kissing her on the bum, and then she kissed his bum, and everyone went on the floor. Bjork was, I don't know how to spell it. What's that? Two dots over the O.
One of the kitchen staff just walked through and I'm very embarrassed that they caught me doing baby voice with no context. Good. That's all right. Don't have to work with them forever.
You deserve a big smack on the naked bum for that one.
There'll be no way to explain that either.
And then they've got a description of the photos. Above, painted naked people doubtlessly high on dangerous drugs.
Doubtlessly high.
Doubtlessly high on dangerous drugs.
I reckon that's in the lingo now. I was doubtlessly drunk last night. I was sitting back sucking air, trying not to spew out the front of the Caxton. That was doubtlessly drunk. Doing those ones. Fuck.
And then left, York in the cat mask and a stony-faced friend arrived late.
Mm.
Fuck, they've got stony face bang on there. Look at that.
Yeah, that's stony.
Not happy to be there.
No.
Going, oh, this it's on carpet, guys. Guys, oh, no. Oh, well, I'm not going to get my bond back, am I? No, it's fine for you. No, it is fine for you. You come over here. You're all having fun with your unidentified bodily fluids coming out of every orifice. But I am going to have to get a cleaner. Do you know how expensive a carpet cleaner is in this city? Fuck, guys. Come on. No, I like having fun too. Obviously, I like having fun. I'm mates with Bjork. I can't not be fun if I'm mates with Bjork. Obviously, I'm fun. But this is probably a step too far.
Why is the Joker taking notes?
Oh. Guys, if we're going to do that with our naked bums, then we might as well be living in a farm.
Is that any more?
No, that's it.
Oh, well, that was really good. We're off to an absolutely cracking start. Now, the second article, Peter. Oh, also, very funny, Bjork. I haven't thought about Bjork. Have you ever seen much of what she does?
No, not really.
She's very eclectic, you know what I mean? But she's also, like, I know, I don't want to be, look, I would never want to be described as bigoted or prejudiced, but people from Iceland are strange.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the most talented artistically, I think. Like, the per capita, I'd be like, oh, what do you do? I play a guitar with a bow. And it sounds like water on glass. You're like, oh, weird, but cool. Mm-hmm. What's your name? It has 20 letters in it.
Just symbols
and shit. Like, such. Who's they're the closest
I
to...
I feel like ice... Is the, you know that Eurovision video that went crazy? The.
From Vitas, I think.
Is that. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, he's.
Those sort of people.
He's actually Eastern European.
Really?
Yeah. Scando, but I think Iceland is the most Scando of the Scandos. Do you know what I mean?
Like, Scando sounds horribly like offensive, but it's not.
No, Scando.
But Scando. Just the way it sounds.
They're beautiful people. But it's just such a... Oh, it's a weird country. I'd like to go to Iceland. anyways, okay. Now, here we... Oh, I can already tell it's going to be good. You know, that phenomenon. Yeah, yep. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I've just looked. Oh, I've just looked and there's just enough has jumped out at me. I can't remember any of what I've just seen, but this is going to be a fucking hoot.
Yeah, great. Right.
All right, I'll start and you finish.
Oh, I'd love to.
Cool. Aussie sex industry makes an exhibition of itself. And now what we've got here is we've got... I'll stand up here, Petey. We've got a Sheila there with very obvious fake breasts.
What? Really?
And,
right on.
And she's...
No. That's... not. They're not fake.
They look like they've been drawn on. Like, they look like they were put in today. You know, like, we've come a long way with plastic surgery. That's a very 90s. But, you know, good on. Here we've got, you know... There's some fellas looking at dildos. He's having a right old laugh. There's a Sheila doing a little strip tease, blah, blah, blah. There's an old racist man who's
in
a cowboy hat painting a Sheila's breasts blue.
Sick.
There's this bloke who I assume is probably from the picture. He's back again. It's the same fellow. He's got a Guernsey on. I don't know what team that is. I think it's a VFL Guernsey and a backwards cap. And then there's another woman here showing her breasts to us.
And I want to say how much I think that's a good thing. I think that's really cool.
What in particular? The showing the breasts?
I just think the showing the breasts...
The...
I think that's a cool thing.
I'd like you to go on record.
I want to go on record and say... breasts... cool. I think breasts, much like the kickflip...
Mm-hmm.
...are cool. Pop shove-its, cool. Breasts, cool as well. I think breasts are like bowling shirts with flames on them. Cool.
Cool. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. They're inherently cool.
Inherently cool, yeah. And much like the bowling shirt with flames on it,
yes.
I think breasts and the bowling shirt have one thing in common, and that is better on Guy Fieri.
Okay, so you want to start or... Oh, no. You start, I'll finish, actually.
All right, yeah, sure. No worries, a little flip the script here.
Okay, you do that column, I'll do that column.
I'm doing this column here.
Okay.
I'll do the first column.
Couldn't organise a fucking route in a brothel. You and I, you do this, I'll do this.
The Read National the Gallery of Victoria was suspiciously empty for four whole days recently while Melbourne's sex culture hounds flocked to Sexpo 96 to look at long, hard dildos and big, stiff tits.
No, they fucked that up.
Big, stiff tits.
Fuck, I want some big, stiff tits. Tits were so stiff.
Dubbed the Health, Sexuality and Lifestyle Exhibition. Something tells me the health and lifestyle part of that was sort of glossed over.
I reckon that's one little stall with just this little old lady trying
selling
to
vitamin C gummies.
Yeah, trying to hand out wheatgrass shots while everyone's sucking each other off, playing fucky sucky. Fuck suck bingo.
Oh my goodness. Sexpo 96 so pulled sucky. Thousands of eager punters to the Carlton Crest International Hotel to gape in awe.
What?
Gape in awe.
Okay.
Like that, but it's your asshole. Gape in awe at Demaya Moore, the famous Hungarian porn star, shown flashing her butte tits over on the right. Now, these are the tits of which we were speaking about before, and I think you're going to say, cool.
Butte and cool.
Butte and cool. So she's got her butte tits out. Gab endlessly on the blower to club card phone sex legend TJ.
Love TJ.
Who was standing in a telephone booth.
Okay. Right.
Gulp oxygen.
Gulp oxygen. tummy full of air.
Gulp oxygen as Hustlers Blaze did a no holes barred strip. No holes barred. Holes.
Oh, no holes barred. That's funny. That's good work.
And grab a fucking excellent show bag.
Fucking excellent.
Did you have a good time at the Sexpo? Yeah, saw some tits and got a birdie beetle bag.
It was fucking excellent. Just a bloke there making himself sick, wearing a candy necklace and candy bracelets, and he's... There's a someone's doing a strip tease and he's smacking her on the ass with one of those rubber hand things. You know, whoosh, whoosh, the sticky hand.
Yeah, sticky hand, of which you have four slaps before you've just got this weird dusty fucking goo.
Yeah, you get taken into a you get taken into the little booth for a private show, you sit down, a little whoopee cushion. Got you, love.
Cap gun. One of those one of those little squeaky things that kids put. You know when you go to like one of the regional shows and they have those things they put behind their tongue?
Oh, and they go, yeah. Yeah.
And you go, oh, I'll fucking kill you, cunt, if you do.
I'm going to go see if we can get one of those. Remember that? There's a little membrane there. Yeah.
They're fucked. Fucking annoying. Putting their hand in wax, being like, look, we got it. We got our hands. Look at our hands. Isn't that cool? Isn't that interesting? Look at our hands.
All right, go on.
Fucking you've lost stupid me. Little cunts. Do you know what I'm talking about? When they put your hand in the hot wax and then you have like a mold of your hand that you get to take home? Like, it'll be like a couple of holding hands and they dip it in. No. It leaves a thing and then they make a mold. And
no. So I spent most of my life, actually all of my life in Brisbane, which is not a regional shithole. It has actually quite a good, economic, socioeconomic.
Oh, okay. So do your shows not have like all the horse shit that you smell all day? You don't have the horse shit section?
No.
They just got all the horses there. And
was that next to the caviar booth?
No, there wasn't a caviar booth. There was a really nice pedophile that would give you Dagwood dogs.
Oh, go on.
Grab a fucking excellent show bag stuffed with magazines, free passes to strip joints, some Inverma? Inverma performance enhancing pills and a big vibrator.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, sick. That must be in one of the ones that come with all the little soldier toys as well.
Shit.
It was an outstanding success. That's funny. It was an outstanding success. And even better than we'd anticipated, screamed Sexpo organiser and Club X spokesman David Ross.
Or well, it's not actually scream, but... David, just a moment in time, I'm from the Picture Magazine. So, how did this year's Sexpo go, David?
It was an outstanding success!
Please, calm down.
Have you got your fucking show bags? Did everyone get a show bag?
Yeah, because someone's just let off a cap gun right next to his ear. I can't hear. Take me to the hospital. It's burst. All right.
It's actually better value to get the ones with the chocolates. Sure, it might not be fun, but they will. It'll last as long as the toys. The toys don't last, do they?
Not only did over 12,000 people attend.
Boy,
That's
heaps of people. That's 1,000 more than 11,000.
I'll break down the math on that. 12,000 people attended. We have 11,583 blokes. And the rest were the Sheilas who were paying to be there. Not only did 12,000 people come through the door, but some 10,000 condoms and sachets of lube were handed out. Over 1,000 vibrators, 300 pairs of edible undies were sold. Which, by the way, all undies are edible if you're not a fucking scaredy cat. You're not scared to eat undies.
Oh, you're scared, you chicken shit.
You want to eat undies.
Fucking loser.
And around 1,000 Sexpo show bags were snapped up. Truly a sensational performance. Just from the bold text there, Jacob. Okay, this is your column now.
Thank you. Truly sensational performance. Well done. Okay. But the biggest fanfare was reserved for a fantastic new vibrating thing. I think I know what that's called. It's a vibrator. That's set to revolutionise what women put against their vulvas in 1997. Now, this is a 1996 article, so they're talking about this is going to be... This is the latest... invention from Big Wank. Like, it's this is going to revolutionize what women are putting against their vulvas.
And women put a few different things, so they would know. They would know because they put heaps of stuff against them.
Not all.
No, they put things against them.
Yeah, okay. I guess in the Western world, sure. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, I can tell that this is going to be where I regret going second. Because the second is always where they've warmed up. And
it's revved up, yeah.
They're going to drop some clangers.
Yep,
because they've got enough context.
Far away, bucko. It says,
ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the tongue. a magnificent little vibrator from Club X that's guaranteed to drive the little lady all the way to the asylum. Again, why are we talking about driving dicks and pussies to the asylum? What, last year... Ladalim was an inside job. we even... sorry about that. My cunt's an anti-vaxxer. anyways, says, we even ran into our old mate, Max Cream, who hasn't been in the mag for a bloody long time. Now, some readers may remember Max from a few dreadful yarns we published about 3 years ago. He hasn't been doing much since then, since we sacked him. Now, but the young fella seemed like he was having fun. He was chewing the fat with the tongue, having a spray to TJ, and prancing about with some 3D goggles on and an ugly fleshy pole pressing against the inside of his boardies. He was just having a fucking absolutely cracking time. That must be Max Cream down there. Yeah, Max Cream sees his life in 3D for the very first time.
Wowee.
Not to mention.
Now, I'd love to describe Max Cream in a little more detail.
I don't reckon that's his birth name, by the way.
I want you to picture in your head the Cronulla riots. now, Max Cream.
Fucking.
Was every.
Holy shit, he's rough.
He is so rough. He's got a tidy Rebecca goatee.
Yeah. Silver hoop earring.
Silver hoop earring. Looks like a, not a Howzo, but like definitely
was for a
side character.
Was for a bit.
Yeah.
He knows Howzos.
Yeah.
Let's say that much. Yeah, he's fucking rough.
Fat Pizza is the pinnacle of comedy for Max Cream.
He looks like the Anglo-Saxon remake of Fat Pizza.
Mm, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Fat Toast.
Fat Toast. he says, ugly, fleshy pole, blah, blah, blah. But perhaps the most dignified example of patronly participation was the impromptu, Rolf Harris-inspired brushwork of a man in a hat on the chest of a guest. It really did. Sorry. The Rolf-inspired brushwork of a man in a hat on the chest of a guest. It really did add colour to the proceedings. And then it's got over here. That is the gentleman there who he's just wandered in and he started painting some dits.
Yeah, great.
And good on him. And good on her. Good on everyone, as long as everyone was consenting and agreeing. How good.
Yeah, great.
Well, what are your
thoughts? Story and pictures by Matthew Della. Matthew, got to say, your pictures are fantastic.
Absolutely.
Really good stuff.
Yes.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun. Well, I've had a good time, and we're bang on 30 minutes.
Would you go to a sex bar? I just think that would be the worst group of people.
Yeah, I it would be the worst. You know what it'd be? It would be the like... I'm going to have to be really kind here. No, I'm about to be very unkind. It's the IT bloke and his missus. And they...
The IT bloke?
The IT... That's, you know what I mean? It's like, me and the girlfriend. Like, the guy, the big nerds with waifu pillows. And
yeah.
And their missus, and they're going, oh my God. You know, I worked... Oh, man, I think of very specifically this one lady that I... Ladies, polite. This one woman that I worked with a couple of years ago, would have been 6 or 7 years ago. And she... was into this kind of stuff and like told everyone in the office and you're like, oh, please don't. Yeah. Like, it's just a bit much. It's something professional. And I remember one day she said, I don't describe myself. She's from the outer suburbs. She goes, I don't describe myself as bisexual. I prefer the term greedy. And I went, oh, fuck. Oh, we are in an office. Oh, my word. And that's what I think would be at sex point. Oh, I love vibrators.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always the incredibly sexually open are often the fucking roughest looking units.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And like that's why I think in the outer suburbs, sex shops thrive because they are just. I mean, well, they're not working.
Yeah,
it's the poor man's opera.
Free. It is such a bizarre phenomenon. You would think there would be some stunners, both men and women.
Yeah.
Just into just being, their personality is that they're the horny person.
Yeah.
We go crazy, man, Darren. Yeah. We're pretty nuts, eh? Yeah, we just do whatever. Yeah, we have no boundaries. We just like go after it. We've got like safe words, but yeah, we just love playing with our toys, don't we, Darren? We love our toys. Yeah, I love our toys, Sharon. Darren
it's,
and Sharon.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's so weird. I'm glad I'm not the only one. And you're like, guys, yuck.
Yeah.
You know, when it's fucking, you see like an old, look, I'm not trying to yucky yum here. Actually, no, I am. It's fucking yuck. It's yeah. real gross and weird, and stop telling people about it. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was like that Shad and Pete Save the World show that we did in Adelaide. Remember the older, oh, the older man. Super horny couple? That so we, yeah, no we matter what sort of problem came out of the bucket, they would be able to spin it into I fuck him in the ass or yeah, yeah. I'm licking her flaps. I'm yeah. doing all sorts of.
He was giving her a head in the shower. Oh, the other night I had her in the shower. Oh, my word. You're in your 60s.
No good. Fuck. No good.
Go it's to like, church.
Mate, look in the mirror, realize what your face is, take yourself down and get a job at Bunnings because that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to be talking about licking and fucking and sucking.
If you,
you're supposed to be telling me where the pain is.
If you own sock protectors, you know what I mean? For when you're mowing the lawn so you don't yeah. get the little seeds down the top, then you can't suck and fuck like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? Absolutely. If you, if any of your clothing is compression.
Oh, shit. Notably the sock, but I love it. Compression. You got a compression.
A compression pants, anything that's just trying to. If you own clothes that are sold to increase circulation,
mate,
stop telling us about how you fuck.
If you're compressing, don't be undressing. If you're circulating, don't be masturbating. I don't know how to tell you. Darren, lay off the vibe. Sorry, I got full McCann at the end.
But just look at yourself and realize no one cares about your sex life. Do it. Enjoy yourself. Keep it out of my ears, you gross old weirdos.
I'd probably go to Sexpo though. Like if you're going, I'll go with you.
Yeah, or well, if you're going.
Yeah, sweet. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're in Cairns, you know what to do. Laughing Heart Comedy every Monday night. You can also check their Facebook and their Instagram, which are social media platforms. And then you can learn about their other shows as well. I believe there's a sporadic amount of shows on, not on a Monday night. A
little secret right? things coming up of which you should be aware of if you live in the great far north. Nah. If you live in Brisbane or the Gold Coast and you've got a car.
That's me.
Oh. That's you?
Yes.
Well, good thing that you live here because you run a fantastic comedy club as oh. well. An empire, if you will, on Caxton Street. Good Chat Comedy Club. Shows happening every single week. Multiple shows. If you're not following them on Facebook and Instagram, boy, oh boy, pull that dildo out of your ass and start listening to the world around you, mate, because you need to go out and have some fun. Good Chat Comedy Club. Get stuck in. Always drinking beer, as the slogan is on the...
Come get pissed, watch some cunt on stage. Good
yeah,
chat.
Come down, good stuff happening.
Fantastic.
All right, Jacob, thank you so much. Thank I need so to much. Say to the listeners as well, wondering if I got an erection. I did. Right at the end there, got a bit of a stiffy. Talking about those uggos fucking.
All right, see you next week. Thanks bye-bye. For listening. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.